Lesson 18, Genesis chapters 10 and 11. Introduction. After the flood, the posterity of Noah began to multiply and establish cities and kingdoms upon the earth. Many of the people turned from the Lord and became wicked, and they began to build a great tower in Babel. Because of the wickedness of the people, the Lord confounded their language and scattered them to different places upon the earth. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis chapter 10. Descendants of Noah are listed. Have students imagine that after they are married, they have a newborn son. Invite them to briefly scan the list of Noah's descendants in Genesis chapter 10, verses 1 through 29, to find a name they would be willing to name their son. Ask a few students to tell the class what name they chose. You might consider looking up the meaning of some of the names to share with the students. For example, Phut, spelled P-H-U-T, in verse 6, means a bow. Seba, or Sheba, in verse 7, means seven, or an oath. Today, Nimrod may be used as a derogatory name, but the ancient meaning was rebellion. Point out the name Nimrod in Genesis chapter 10, verse 8. Ask the students to read Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 through 10 silently, looking for the description of Nimrod, who was a great-grandson of Noah through Ham. Ask them to report what they learned. Explain that the Joseph Smith translation changes the phrase, "He was a mighty hunter before the Lord," in verse 9, to "He was a mighty hunter in the land." Write this change on the board. What is the difference between being mighty before the Lord and being mighty in the land? How is this change significant? Explain that the reference to Nimrod being a mighty hunter refers only to his ability in killing animals, but also to his use of violence to gain power over and influence other people. Quote, "Though the words are not definite, it is very likely that he was a very bad man. His name Nimrod comes from Marad, he rebelled." And the Targum, ancient Jewish translations or paraphrases of the scriptures, on 1 Chronicles 1:10, says, "Nimrod began to be a mighty man in sin, a murderer of innocent men, and a rebel before the Lord." End quote. According to Genesis 10, verse 10, what cities were included in Nimrod's kingdom? You may want to suggest that students mark Babel and "in the land of Shinar" in their scriptures. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. The Lord confounds the language of the people and scatters them throughout the earth. Invite students to imagine they have a friend who appears to be happy and successful, even though he is involved in serious sin. Because he appears to be happy and successful, some of their other friends are also considering committing serious sins. Invite students to think about what they could say to friends to help them avoid making that mistake. Explain to students that as they study Genesis 11, they will learn a principle that will help them know how to respond to those who believe that they can avoid the consequences of sinful behavior. Ask a student to read Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 4 aloud. Invite students to follow along, looking for what the people in Nimrod's kingdom, the land of Shinar, began to do. What did the people begin to do? You may want to point out that this tower is often referred to as the Tower of Babel. According to verse 4, why did they build the tower? Explain that the phrase "reach unto heaven" in verse 4, taken literally, could mean the people were making a tower that would physically reach heaven so they could avoid the consequences of sin. It may also be more symbolic and mean that the people were attempting to set aside true temple worship and build a counterfeit temple in order to reach unto heaven. Point out the phrase "make us a name" in verse 4, and explain that the biblical meaning of making a name is to build a reputation, fame, or a monument. By building the tower, the people may have been trying to obtain the glory of the world by creating something that would perpetuate their fame or wickedness. According to verse 3, what materials did they use to build the tower? Explain that slime, or bitumen, verse 3, footnote A, was a substance like asphalt or tar that was used not only as an adhesive for the bricks, but also to seal objects against water or moisture. Why might the people have wanted to use a substance for mortar that would resist water? Some people think that the people used slime as mortar to make the tower waterproof, so it would keep them safe in their sins if God decided to flood the earth again. See Josephus, Antiquities of the Jews, Book 1, Chapter 4, Paragraphs 2 and 3. Invite a student to read Genesis chapter 11, verses 5 and 6 aloud. Ask students to follow along, looking for what the Lord said about the people who were building the tower. What do you think the phrase, quote, "nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do," end quote, means? It may mean that the people believed that once the tower was built, they could commit any sin without having to worry about God's punishments. How might people try to avoid the consequences of sin in our day? Invite a student to read Genesis chapter 11, verses 7 through 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what God did because of the wickedness of the people. What did the Lord do to the inhabitants of the earth? Tell students that the word confound in these verses means to confuse. Since the people were scattered upon the face of all the earth, see Genesis chapter 11, verse 8, what happened to the construction of the tower? It may be helpful to explain that the phrase, "they left off to build the city," in verse 8, means that they stopped building. What does this scripture account teach us will happen if we choose to turn away from God? One principle students may identify is that if we choose to turn away from God, we will bring undesirable consequences upon ourselves and others. You may want to point out that this account is an example of what happens when people break the laws of God. They are scattered, and they become separated from the gospel covenant and God's covenant people. The Book of Mormon teaches that the children of Israel were scattered when they rejected the true Messiah and His gospel. Note: help students understand doctrines and principles. Students need to understand doctrines and principles before they can meaningfully apply them. Ask students questions that will lead them to a clearer understanding of the meaning of a particular principle or doctrine, that encourage them to think about a principle in a modern context, or that invite them to explain their understanding of a principle. Invite students to reflect on experiences they have had when they have seen this principle in their lives or the life of someone they know. Remind students of the examples of the friend involved in serious sin mentioned at the beginning of class. What are some possible undesirable consequences this person might experience because of his involvement in serious sin? What are some possible consequences those around him might experience? To help students feel the truth and importance of the principle identified above, ask them to think of a time when they have seen a person or group of people experience undesirable consequences that came as a result of someone turning away from the Lord. Ask students to think about the choices they are currently making, to consider what consequences might come to them and those around them because of those choices. Encourage them to seek Heavenly Father's help to repent of anything that would bring undesirable consequences to them and to those around them. Point out that in the 2013 edition of the Scriptures, an important phrase from the Joseph Smith translation was added in a footnote to the end of Genesis chapter 11, verse 8, quote, "and they hearkened not unto the Lord," end quote. Explain that while there were many people who hearkened not unto the Lord, there were other people who were righteous and did not have their language confounded. The Lord blessed those who were righteous. The brother of Jared called upon God and was promised that his language and the language of his brother and certain family members and friends would not be confounded. The Lord led them to a choice land where they were able to worship Him and raise their families in righteousness. Genesis chapter 11, verses 10 through 32. Descendants of Shem are listed. Write the following names on the board: Japheth, Ham, and Shem. Explain that Genesis 10 lists the descendants of these three sons of Noah: Japheth, see verses 2 through 5, Ham, see verses 6 through 20, and Shem, see verses 21 through 31. Ask students to read Genesis chapter 11, verse 10 silently, and identify whom the Lord listed in the remainder of Genesis 11 descend from. Ask students to report what they learn. Explain that beginning with Genesis 11, the Bible is mainly the story of some of Shem's descendants. The term Semite usually refers to the Jews, meaning a descendant of Shem. Ask students to scan Genesis 11, 26 through 29 to find the names Abram and Sarai. Ask students if they are familiar with these two names. Help them understand that Abram was a prophet, whose name was later changed to Abraham. The Lord also changed the name of his wife from Sarai to Sarah. Tell students that as they continue to study the Old Testament, they will learn about a covenant God made with Abraham and Sarah to bless all the people of the earth. Conclude today's lesson by inviting students to share insights or testimonies of truths they learned in the lesson or spiritual impressions they felt. Scripture Mastery Review. To help students understand the context for the Scripture Mastery references that have been introduced so far this year, write the following four headings across the top of the board: Speaker, Audience, Purpose, and Other Helpful Insights. Divide students into groups and assign each group one of the following Scripture Mastery passages: Moses chapter 1, verse 39, Moses chapter 7, verse 18, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, and Genesis 2, verse 24. Invite students to discover the context of their assigned passages as they identify information that corresponds to each of the headings on the board. Explain that they can do this by reading the Scripture chapter summary and some of the verses before and after their Scripture Mastery passage. Have them write their findings on the board. Then ask each group to explain the context of their assigned passage and how this information affects their understanding of the truths taught in that passage. To add another element to this activity, you could ask the class to guess the Scripture Mastery references based on the descriptions on the board before each group gives its explanation. Commentary and background information. Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. How does the book of Abraham in the Pearl of Great Price help us understand this verse? From Genesis 11:31, it seems that it was Terah who directed his family to leave Ur and go to Canaan by way of Haran. Abraham chapter 2 verses 3 through 5, however, makes it clear that Abraham, under the Lord's direction, was the leader of the group.